Are the New Testament Gospels reliable historical documents? How can a loving God allow evil in the world? You'll find answers to these questions in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, Making the Case for Christianity, Responding to Modern Objections. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Making the Case for Christianity. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is a game that requires listener participation. That means you've got to listen, and then you've got to give us a call, send us an email, and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites, and we're giving away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad to the listener with the best vote when we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's how you vote. Now get ready to vote. Here is Soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Tom Baker. Here he is reading a section of a Martin Charlemagne sermon on Christ's abandonment at the cross.
Amidst all the anguish, Jesus clung to God with a word from Scripture. Please note he thinks of a psalm, the psalm read every Sabbath in the synagogue. The words of the righteous man in Psalm 22 come to his lips. The Father has turned his face away, but God is still God. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Creation itself could not stand to see what was happening. The sun went into eclipse. Calvary was no place to deserve his light. The price of our redemption was heard from the darkness. He was forsaken that we might be accepted. Remember this saying, you who take so much for granted. Jesus himself had asked that this cup be removed. He did not want to be rejected of man, nor did he desire to be forsaken of God. Look into this abyss as you walk the mountaintop of God's many promises. Below the cross, men closed their hearts. They made a jest of what Jesus said. They thought he might be calling for Elijah to accomplish a dashing rescue. Their hearts are so evil that they feel constrained to caricature this word of anguish, even as in the presence of Israel's high priest. They had turned his office of prophet into a jest. No Elijah comes dashing in. Jesus hung there as the sun went into eclipse, and when the sun shone again, he was still there. The last sinner down the line had to be brought into the presence of God.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Tom Baker reading Martin Charlemagne's, a segment of Martin Charlemagne's sermon on Christ's abandonment at the cross. 1-877-623-6943. Call and vote for that one if you like it and want it to be soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from regular guest Greg Kokel. Here he's talking about gay activist bullies.
These people are bullies, and whenever you give in to a bully, it encourages them to bully more. And what's needed at this point is for people to stand up to the bullies, to say no to the bullies, and then to make their case with regards to their convictions regarding same-sex marriage. In other words, not just say, hey, I'm not a bigot, but explain why legalizing same-sex marriage is going to bring trouble to our country, and it's going to just encourage more of the kinds of things that we see with Brendan Eich. We need, especially followers of Christ, to stand up, not be nasty, not be mean, not be in people's faces, but refuse to be bullied. We need to stand up to them, and we have to take Jesus' advice. Do not fear them.
That's Greg Kokel on Gay Activist Bully. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Your vote decides. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening, as well as your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Here's soundbite number three on this Friday afternoon. It's Dr. Alvin Schmidt talking about the failure of modern church architecture.
Theology influences architecture. We've built churches that have taking the old cliche seriously that form follows function. The stained glass window, the crucifix, the biblical scenes, the crosses, all of that was supposed to be part of church architecture. We today have greatly departed from that kind of theological orientation. I'm reminded, for example, of an architect who met with some Lutherans not too long ago, and they were arguing as to what the church was supposed, the building was supposed to look like. And he finally said, "Do you people not know what you believe?" That's a pretty good accurate statement. We have kind of forgotten in our generic Protestant culture, influenced by form follows function. That's one of the things that makes it a tremendous contrast over against the mosque that we were talking about. Walk into a mosque, there are no symbols of God, really. It's all abstract art, nothing to remind a person about God, contrary to the architecture, particularly as manifested by the Gothic forms.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, the failure of modern church architecture. We need your votes for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 11th of April. The fourth and final soundbite is straight ahead, and you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk of Worldview Everlasting, why spiritual, not religious, is so popular.
And now here you have an age in which Christians have been saying for 100 years and plus, you know, doctrine is not that important. It divides us. We'll just major in the majors and minor in the minors. We're going to keep the big doctrines, but not the little ones. So you have this age of really poorly Bible knowledge knowing Christians, and then in comes this new idea that like gives their flesh a reason to kind of say I'm still a Christian, but I can kind of make it up as I go. And it's a perfect trap. I mean, why would I not buy into it if I've got no reason to not buy into it? I've got no doctrine that I actually want to hold on to. Now, there's a reason to be a believer in doctrine who sees that doctrine as having a practice, and that these things aren't against each other, but that my religion as a Christian is highly spiritual, and my spirituality as a Christian is highly religious, and this is the best of both worlds.
All right, that's soundbite number four, and now it's time for you to call, to email, to go to our Facebook fan page, and to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, April the 11th. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week just doesn't work unless you call, email, and vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, your reason, and your city and state. Talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package and play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, Coordinator for Stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship, lcms.org/stewardship.
You can teach lay people theology. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
How would you like to win an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and mouse pad? That's the LPR bundle package, and we're giving one away as we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, April the 11th. We're coming to you live. All you need to do is give us a call with your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. We will announce the winner among the votes at the end of the program today in about 5 minutes, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Tom Baker with Martin Charlemagne on Christ's abandonment at the cross? Should it be soundbite number two, Greg Kokel on gay activist bullies? Soundbite number three, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, the failure of modern church architecture? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk answering the question, why is spiritual not religious so popular? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Let's go to the phones and talk first with Cheryl, who listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I am voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Tom Baker, quoting from the sermon by Martin Charlemagne, and especially because it's fits in with the Treasury, its daily prayer readings for today. And Psalm 22, the words that Christ spoke there on the cross while he was being mocked by the scribes and Pharisees, who knew very well that this was the psalm that talked about him being abandoned by God on the cross. It points out the seriousness of sin and the more abundant mercy of God for us sinners.
Cheryl, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Scott is listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I would like to vote for soundbite number three, Alvin Schmidt. One of the best Sunday school classrooms I ever taught in was the nave of my home church. The students sat in pews, and they were surrounded by all sorts of visual aids. If I ever had to talk about the sacrifice of Christ, I could turn around and point at the crucifix on the altar. If I was teaching about the means of grace, I could point to three different stained glass windows depicting the word and sacraments, not to mention the pulpit, the altar, and the font. Pastors, please teach your congregations about what the architecture in your worship space means. In fact, if you don't want to buy a packaged vacation Bible school curriculum, write one based on your church's architecture. Teach the catechism from it. Then, when the building falls apart and it's time to build new, we'll know what we believe and ask for it again. God's word is beautiful. Fill the architecture with the word. Too many Christian worship spaces are no longer beautiful because they don't contain the word. A lot of spaces are really slick or perhaps orderly, but they're not beautiful in any way. I'll bet the austere auditoriums that pass for churches nowadays were built that way, at least in part because people didn't know what they had when they tore down their older buildings.
Wow. Scott, thank you very much. That actually might be a soundbite for next week. That was very good. Thanks for listening in Illinois, Scott. Patrick listens in Alabama. He's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, on why spiritual, not religious, is popular. He says, I think his comments hit at the heart of what is wrong with Christianity in our country. Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for listening down in Alabama. Out in Colorado in Longmont, David says Dr. Schmidt's point was well made in his quote drawn from the church architecture. We do not know what we believe. So why is it so hard for us to bring out not only in building but also in what we do in them? It would seem that good catechesis just might help our buildings as well as it will help our worship. David, thank you very much. Thanks for listening out in Colorado. Deborah listens in California. She says, hi, guys. Hi, Deborah. She says, as usual, this is a tough choice for all four, and they're all fantastic, but I have to vote for number one, Pastor Tom Baker. That is amazing. The line that won me over is, creation itself could not stand to watch. Number two with Greg Kokel is a very close second, but she's voting for soundbite number one. Thanks for listening out in California, Deborah. Laura listens in Benton City, Washington, out on the West Coast as well. I vote for Pastor Baker's comments. Soundbite number one. That means that Pastor Tom Baker, reading Martin Charlemagne's sermon on Christ's abandonment of the cross, is the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Amidst all the anguish, Jesus clung to God with a word from Scripture. Please note he thinks of a psalm, the psalm read every Sabbath in the synagogue. The words of the righteous man in Psalm 22 come to his lips. The Father has turned his face away, but God is still God. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Creation itself could not stand to see what was happening. The sun went into eclipse. Calvary was no place to deserve his light. The price of our redemption was heard from the darkness. He was forsaken that we might be accepted. Remember this saying, you who take so much for granted. Jesus himself had asked that this cup be removed. He did not want to be rejected of man, nor did he desire to be forsaken of God. Look into this abyss as you walk the mountaintop of God's many promises. Below the cross, men closed their hearts. They made a jest of what Jesus said. They thought he might be calling for Elijah to accomplish a dashing rescue. Their hearts are so evil that they feel constrained to caricature this word of anguish, even as in the presence of Israel's high priest. They had turned his office of prophet into a jest. No Elijah comes dashing in. Jesus hung there as the sun went into eclipse, and when the sun shone again, he was still there. The last sinner down the line had to be brought into the presence of God.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Tom Baker reading Martin Charlemagne's sermon on Christ's abandonment at the cross. The winner of the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon, Patrick in Alabama. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, do me a favor this week and invite your friends, your relatives, your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. Why? We have some great shows lined up all through Holy Week. Monday, we'll talk about the Upper Room with Dr. Carl Fikencher. Tuesday, the Garden of Gethsemane with Pastor Peter Bender. Wednesday, the Trials of Jesus with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Thursday, the Passion of Christ according to Isaiah with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer. And then Friday, the hymn, My Song is Love Unknown. We'll study it with Dr. Arthur Jess. That's next week, Holy Week on Issues Etc. Invite your friends, your family, your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. all through Holy Week, and thanks for doing so. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
How would you like to attend a conference and hear Matt Harrison, Craig Parton, Jonathan Fisk, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, and Al Schmidt? You're invited to the 2014 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. Issuesetc.org.